When leaving this area, you will retrace a portion of the tour road running north of the American lines. At the fork, you will be able to see the Nielsen House and the guns of the American left wing. From just beyond this point, the tour road follows roughly the road on which the American forces marched to the fields of fighting. As you pull into one of the parking spaces at stop number 4, you will be facing north.
Between the two battles of Saratoga on September 19th and October 7th, advance pickets from both armies faced each other across the middle ravine. The farmhouse that stood here served as an American observation post. As General Gates' army received reinforcements and continued to fortify its position, General Burgoyne anxiously waited for help that would not come. General Howe, who was expected to come north from New York to join Burgoyne, would direct his attention toward Philadelphia. Colonel Barry St. Ledger, who was to have come from the west through the Mohawk Valley, was turned back at Fort Stanwix by the combined efforts of Colonel Peter Gainsvoort, General Nicholas Herkimer, and the one the Indians called Heap Fighting Chief, Benedict Arnold. Gates' army continued to grow. Burgoyne was on his own. Then on the afternoon of October 7th, excited American pickets reported large formations of Crown forces advancing southward. Please turn off the tape now and begin it again when you continue on the tour road.